From the WLRN Miami Herald studios, I'm Tim Padgett with the Latin America Report, made possible by Espirito Santo Bank. As Venezuela's problems grow, so does the popularity of Enrique Capriles. When the political opposition leader visited Miami last week, Venezuelan expats greeted him like a rock star. But his next shot at the presidency probably won't come until 2018. So can he really be the one to unseat the socialist regime that runs Venezuela, the hemisphere's most oil-rich nation? I'm sitting on a sort of Meet the Press panel on Capriles TV. It's not a TV channel, it's the online video outlet run by Enrique Capriles. Capriles created it to get around the fact that the Venezuelan government makes sure he doesn't get much FaceTime on real TV.
Entonces, Paula, con mucho gusto responder las preguntas que ustedes tengan.
He brought Capriles TV with him to Miami for this visit. That's because the Venezuelan diaspora roundly opposes the left-wing revolution that the late President Hugo Chavez launched 14 years ago. It's also because last April, Capriles came stunningly close to beating Chavez's hand-picked successor, Nicolas Maduro, in a special presidential election. Hilda Paez is a Capriles supporter in Doral, Miami's largest Venezuelan enclave.
He has an alternative, and he's offering a different look. I hope he would still have the energy to keep and don't give up.
The 41-year-old Capriles, who is governor of Venezuela's Miranda state, favors a more mixed capitalist-socialist system like Brazil's, and he insists that only fraud kept him from winning in April. He believes, in fact, that most voters inside polarized Venezuela now back his movement. We're in a different scenario now, Capriles told one expat crowd. I believe we're the majority. Today, a majority of Venezuelans crave change. On the makeshift Capriles TV set in Doral, I asked him what makes him so sure of his majority claim.
Yo creo que la situación económica, social...
I think the social and economic situation we're living in Venezuela, he told me, makes the current government indefensible. A new poll does show a majority would prefer someone else as president. Maduro seems helpless to tackle Venezuela's spiraling inflation, chronic food shortages, power outages, and South America's worst murder rate. But has Capriles really convinced Venezuelans that he's their man in 2018? Felix Martin is a South American politics expert at Miami's Florida International University.
I am confident that the opposition to Maduro is increasing by day. I am not certain that if that opposition is actually growing in support of Capriles, but is mostly against the present government in Venezuela.
In December, Venezuela holds local elections across the country. Capriles hopes a strong opposition showing will reflect his own electoral strength. And last week, he hinted that presidential change could come even sooner than 2018, perhaps in the form of a recall vote. Whatever the scenario, he assured his Miami crowds that socialist Venezuela is not communist Cuba. That they haven't been able to throw out Fidel Castro, he said, doesn't mean we can't throw the Chavistas out of power in Venezuela. On a lighter note, Capriles offered to send boats here to bring Venezuelan expats back home. One reason, he said, Miami's beaches can't compare to Venezuela's. That's at least one thing all Venezuelans can agree on. You can read more of our Latin America coverage on WLRN.org. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.
The Latin America Report is made possible by Espirito Santo Bank.